Saturday morning huddle on Mix 101.7 continues with East Sac County Raiders talk and Coach Eric McCullough triumphant in the homecoming game last night over Red Oak, 46-7. And Coach, I know it started right off the bat for you guys, taking the opening drive, 12 plays to pay dirt, and you scored on your first five possessions of the game, actually.
Ryan, you did. We had great field position, and we were able to take advantage, and we had some kids get some plays at the right time, and added a few different things this week that definitely kind of got us going, and I was real proud of the kids' effort.
And a nice mix of passing and running.
Yes, and that's one thing. The last 2 weeks, we was kind of focused pretty hard on our run game and trying to take advantage of the guys we have up front and the great backfield. But we brought in Griff O'Neill to do some quarterbacking for us this year and this week, and he did a nice job of hitting some receivers and kind of putting the ball where it needed to be, and that lessened up the defense from packing in the box, and which then again, as you've seen many times, and then it opens up that run game a little bit more. So things is nice to be able to throw the ball, and also a couple of our running backs had a big running game. So it was a lot of fun last night.
Griffin O'Neill was 8 of 12, 119 yards and a touchdown thrown to Carter Babe. And speaking of your running game, what about Garrett Bruce, 16 carries, 139 yards, scored three touchdowns. How about a shout-out for him in that offensive line?
Yeah, they did a real nice job. Like I said, we had a couple big passes, and then they scored on a fade, and we come out in another trip set the one time, and Garrett broke loose up the middle. The offensive line hit their blocks right, and I think he went 58 yards just – I think ended up just a yard or two short of the goal line, but he eventually was able to get in there. And he was really starting to see things, what we talked about, just kind of slow the hole and exploding through, and he was making some plays.
You had 290 yards offensively. They won 46, but really you were telling me the defense in the first half was lights out.
It really was. I mean, they were three and out, I believe about four or five times in a row there, and our defense just did a nice job. We had great protection, and we took away their option and their run attack, and just put them in some tough spots and long distance, and we were able to in their punt game. Their punt game just struggled, which set up a great field position for us, and then we were able to get a block punt late in the game, which kind of then we got a lot of young kids in there. So then with the young guys in there still learning, it was still good for them to get put in some situations and kind of see how they respond late in the game.
And you had four takeaways, I see, including a defensive score.
That was on that block punt.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we're able to pick up that fumble, I guess. I guess that would be a punt return too. But and that was Mason Dross just did a nice job of climbing the shield and got up and blocked it. And Derek Asher was able to scoop and score. And that's when we had the first offense was done and able to get some other young kids in there and get them kind of a chance under the lights on a homecoming game.
And Alex Gertis, two fumble recoveries. Garrett Bruce had a pick, and you registered eight tackles for losses. Any of the other guys you want to mention on the defensive side of the ball?
Our guys up front did a nice job. We kind of went to a three-man line and were rotating about five or six guys in there, and it was good to have John Weber back kind of in that mix, and Brandon Clare did a nice job, and Tanner Hardman and Alex Gertis, which he had those two fumble recoveries, and I thought our linebackers did a nice job with just filling the holes and kind of commanding. Reed Vondrak did a nice job just kind of directing that defense, and it was good to see him to get his hands almost on another interception too. So our defense played very, very well last night.
East Sac wins 46-7 over Red Oak, and next Friday we'll travel to Underwood. That's Raiders coach Eric McCullough. Thanks, Eric. Appreciate the time. Congrats on the win.
Thanks, Ryan.